Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1084. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosh and Lurifu Shalem Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis Shakav Rifu Shalem Psach Shachar Lisrol. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, so we established the fact that any action that enhances or causes or helps to grow vegetation, plantation, or so on, falls under the category of Zareya planting. So it goes, it's understandable, watering. Putting water onto any place whereby something might grow. Grass, trees, plants, or whatever the case is. So in conjunction with that, the Mechaber, in our Simen Shin Lamed Vav, actually most of the Simen Shin Lamed Vav, has to do with Koitzer, uprooting, and the Xeris of Koitzer reference the trees, which of course we've spoken all about. In Gimel, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, our Simen Sif Gimel, he says like this, does the Mechaber. In conjunction with Zareya, our new malach, he says, Mutter, which we're talking about, just to read the whole thing, Mutter Leilach al Gabe Yasav, one is allowed to walk on grass. We've spoken about, when we spoke about Koitzer uprooting, Bein Lachem, Bein Yevashim, you can walk on grass. There's no problem whereby we're afraid you might uproot it. Okay. Kevin She'enim is Chavin Litlesh. We're not afraid. A person does not have a mind to uproot the grass. Oh. But now he gets to the part that we're looking for, which is our malach of Zareya planting. Avol Ha'oichlim Baginais. He says, those who eat in a garden, right, or outside. A person eats in a outside. A person's in camp. A person's upstate, a country, whatever the case is, and they want to eat outside. It's a nice day, right? There's an air. If I could carry, it's Shabbos. Of course, it's Shabbos, and I want to eat outside. I'm going to wash or whatever the case is. Oh, but that's a problem. Aval oichlim baginas is asurim. Litol yedayim alu asavim. You can wash your hands on the grass. You have to be careful. Good. You have to wash. Fachala, beautiful. I make a mighty. Excellent. But you can't do it on the grass. Okay. Why? Obviously, shemashkim oisim. Because when you're washing your hands on the grass, you're watering the grass and that's part of something that's helping something grow. Vegetation, plantation, grow. It's helping it to grow. You'll say, what do you mean? I'm washing for bread. What does that have? I'm washing for challah. What does that have to do with watering the grass? You understand? I'm washing my, okay, good. It happens to be grass over there, but I'm washing my hands and I'm for challah. I have no intention at all, to make the grass grow, but tells us the Mechaber very simply something which we've discussed and will continue to discuss. It's one of the main yesodus in all of Hilcha Shabbos. Afal pi she'enim mechavnim. Good. You don't have a mind to water the grass. We understand that. Tells us the Mechaber psik reisha, who it's a psik reisha. Inevitably, automatically, it's going to happen. By you watering your hands, even though you have a mind to wash v'chala, you're watering the grass and finish, case closed. That's the bottom line. Okay, we'll see more details in the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, that's with regular water, but tells us the Mechaber further, interesting, and which is what we have to get into a little bit, the second part. He says, Avol mutter lehotel behem meiraglam. One, if one, for whatever reason, has to urinate or whatever the case is, so that is okay, that's mutter. Oy sharmashkim she'enam matzmichen. So, or other types of drinks. Let's say for whatever reason somebody has other types of drinks, which we'll have to see which drinks classify. I don't want to say drinks right now, which type of drinks, but we have to see which drinks classify as to sharmashkim. In other words, other types of drinks, not water, she'enam matzmichen. They don't make grass grow. They don't make vegetation or plants or whatever it is grow. So that would be allowed to throw that on the ground, even though there's grass over there. Okay, but we'll see the details in the Mishnah Berurah how that goes. So just let's see further in the Ramah. The Ramah tells us that all that was the Mechaber. So in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah goes further and says, V'lochin, therefore, toiv lahachmir, it's a good thing. It doesn't say it also, but toiv lahachmir, a good thing to be machmish loy lechel baginois, not to eat in gardens, not to eat on grass. On Shabbos, one should be careful. It's a good thing not to eat in grassy areas. If you're going to be using any water, people are going to be drinking. Let's say a person, good, I drink water. I finish drinking, I throw it down on the ground, right? Good, I'm not washing, fine. I washed inside, indoors, whatever the case is. But I'm drinking water, now I throw it down on the floor. Again, you got the same problem. So therefore, again, we'll see the details in the Mishnah Berurah, but tells us the Ramah, on Shabbos, be careful, good thing, you know what? Don't try not to eat on grassy areas, and that's it. To go ahead and wash your hands in the grassy area, that you can't do. But even just to eat there, because of the fact that people come, they drink, they have water, right? They're drinking water, they throw it down on the floor, they don't realize, they forgot, they didn't realize. So that's what he said. If a person is, they're using water, they're drinking water and so on. Why? The Vekoshiyesh, he said, the Vekoshiyesh, Lizosh, Laipal Shamayim, because it's very hard to remember every single time, good, I have water, if my hands are wet, throw it down on the floor, if I have water in my cup, don't throw it down on the floor. These things get very complicated, instead of thinking the whole Suda, as I'm eating the whole Suda, I have to be so careful not to make sure nothing spills on the floor, no water spills on the floor or whatever, because it's grass, best not to come to it and not to eat on the grassy areas. Okay, so we'll start to see a little bit of the Mishnah Berurah and see what he says about this whole thing. Obviously more details how to work with these in Yonim. So he says in Sifkat and Chav Vav, on our part, the first part was in reference to walking on grass, which of course we spoke about in the Melach of Kaitzer uprooting, which is the opposite of Zeriah growing. But he says in reference to Shemashkim Oysim, why can't I wash my hands on the grass, right? It's going to, good, the water is going to go in the grass. So what's wrong with that? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us very simply, Vamashka Es Hazaram is Chayv Mishum Zeriah. Somebody who pours water onto grass or any other sort of plantation vegetation is Chayv for Zeriah planting, which is Chayv. That doesn't say that it's a Drabon or whatever the case. It's Chayv for Zeriah. If you pour one who waters plants on Shabbos, is Chayv for Zeriah. Which is planting. The moyel, why? What's wrong with that? The moyel, latzmech, because of the fact that it helps it to grow. Like we saw, any type of action that helps plants or vegetation or whatever it is, something growing from the ground helps it grow, is chayev for zereya. It might be the av malacha, it might be the tolda, but it's chayev for zereya. V'gam yichon mishum chayrish, he says. Also, one would be over for the malacha of chayrish. Shemerapya hakarka al yidei halichluach, he says. Interesting that you're softening up the ground. We're going to see that malacha of chayrish, which is plowing, another one of the lamentes malachas, which it's going to be very shortly, possibly the next one that we're going to be dealing with. And the Malach of Chayrish plowing doesn't mean, you know, they take the big machine and I go plowing, or I take a rake and I start plowing the ground. No, it could be any type of way that you're softening, preparing the ground floor for more plantation by softening it up, grinding it up, whatever the case might be. But in this case, we see even softening it up, one would have a problem of Chayrish plowing. So you have two problems, right? Watering the ground is number one, Zereya, because of the fact that you're helping the plantation grow, and number two, it's Chayrish, because of the fact that you're now softening up the ground. So those are two of the Isurim. And next year, Bezrat Hashem, will go further and continue on and see what this eating on the grass is all about. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, Baruch, Kol Tov.